Shakti back here from Pan Macmillan, and can we all just take a collective breath? Because how are we already halfway through November? Can you hear that? The faint jingle of Christmas bells, the clink clank of Christmas baubles unboxed from their hiding places, and our brains working overtime to see the end of the year through. No one does festive like South Africa. Just ask all the tourists. Speaking of festive, we at Pan Macmillan are ecstatic to release the newest installment from best-selling author John von Neurath. Oh, sorry. I mean over 500,000 copies, best-selling author John von Neurath. Spud the Reunion comes 12 years after the last Spud book, Exit Pursued by a Bear. And to say that this Christmas nostalgia is served is an understatement. It is 2003, 10 years since Spud Milton's class of 93 matriculated, and the boys went their separate ways. Despite their seemingly unbreakable bond, the Crazy Eight, Rambo, Mad Dog, Vern, Fatty, Garth Garlic, Boggo, Simon, and Spud have not kept in touch. Or at least, not as far as Spud knows. When he receives an invitation from the school to attend their 10-year reunion weekend, Spud is determined to avoid the event at all costs. But he hasn't reckoned with the bombardment of intrusive messages and threatening phone calls from his former doormates. No one is going to bend his arm. Not this time. He is immune to peer pressure and wise to Rambo's devious manipulation techniques. Spud has moved on, and anyway, he has enough to worry about on the home front. At 28, Spud is stuck in a one-third life crisis, reflecting on a decade of spectacular non-achievement at a point where he's coming to realize that his glittering stage career might have stalled before it's even begun, casting him into deep gloom. For the former scholarship kid, the prospect of once again having to measure up to his blue-blooded school friends and be found wanting has him riddled with anxiety. Not only that, Spud still doesn't have a serious girlfriend, which has seen him resort to a questionable international bar sexting relationship with an old flame. Not to mention that circumstance have forced him to move back in with his parents and his senile grandmother, Wombat, whose walks never end where they began. After a wildly unsuccessful fishing trip with his father, as well as a return to his old way of figuring things out, writing in his diary, to his own surprise, Spud finds his reunion and resistance crumbling. Curiosity and courage win the day. It's just a weekend, after all. What could possibly go wrong? Here is John van der Rijt in his own words.
Hello, I'm John van der Rijt, the author of the Spud series. Out now is a new Spud, Spud the Reunion. 10 years into the character's future, the time is 2003, and Spud and the Crazy Eight are reuniting for their 10-year reunion. It is a fabulous book, it's funny, it's going to be great, and it continues the Spud series into the future. Spud the Reunion is now available at all good bookstores nationwide and online.
If you're in Cape Town and near the V&A waterfront area, please come and support John van der Rijt's launch of Spud the Reunion. He'll be in conversation with Rob van Vieren at the V&A Waterfront on Wednesday, the 20th of November, 6 for 6:30. Bring along the Spud series, come and meet John van der Rijt and get your copy signed. If you're wondering what to get the little ones or those young at heart, then look no further, for no Christmas stocking is safe. We have the perfect heartwarming tale for reading time. Into the Uncut Grass. From Trevor Noah, South Africa's very own and the author of the number one best-selling memoir, Born a Crime, comes a gorgeously illustrated fable about a young child's journey into the world beyond the shadow of home, a magical landscape where he discovers the secrets of solidarity, connection, and finding peace with the people we love. This is the story of two friends, a boy and a bear, and what happens when, tired of chores and being told what to do, they decide to run away. What will we find in the uncut grass? Well, it depends on what you're looking for. Across one incredible day spent debating gnomes, racing snails, and wrestling with leaf monsters, boy and bear discover the courage to face the unknown, the joys of listening better, and why the best adventures should always take you back home. Infused with Trevor Noah's signature wit and imagination, and in collaboration with visionary artist Sabina Hahn, this is a tale for readers of all ages, to be read aloud or read alone. This is what Trevor Noah had to say about his debut children's book, Into the Uncut Grass. This book was born in the quieter moments of my childhood, the ones in which my body was still, but my mind and imagination were in beautiful motion. Because decades before I stepped onto an airplane or a ship as an adult, I had already traveled the world. We at Pan Macmillan know that holiday shopping and prioritizing Christmas lunch or dinner can sometimes be a handful, especially when you're catering to a host of palates. What do you have planned for your festive table this year? Thinking of sprucing up dessert or making a different side dish? Well, Nagi Mayahashi has you covered. Recipe Tin Eats Tonight includes more than 150 brand new foolproof flavor-packed recipes. How's that for a tongue twister? Every recipe has a stunning photo and link to a how-to video. It is hearty, accessible, and of course, Nagi sous chef Dozer, her gorgeous golden retriever, delivers the final seal of approval. Here's a fun fact for you. Nagi has a huge following on social media with over 1.4 million followers. Recipe Tin Eats Tonight sold over 77,000 copies in the first week of release in Australia, breaking all records for a nonfiction release. It's that good. But don't take my word for it. Buy the book, cook the recipes, and find out for yourself. Why? Well, your taste buds will thank you. We have shelves of recommended and brand new holiday reads to discuss, from the new David Baldacci thriller To Die For, or the tear-jerking addition to the Before the Coffee Gets Cold series, Before We Forget Kindness, or the generational pleaser From Here to the Great Unknown by Lisa Marie Presley and Riley Keogh. Whether you're compiling a wish list or gifting a loved one, there's a book for everyone to curl up with this Christmas. Keep a firm eye on the Pan Macmillan social media pages for more updates about events, new releases, and what's trending. Until next time, happy reading from the Pan Macmillan team, and wishing you and your family a safe and restful festive season.